by Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Galen, I mean, they score obviously a few on the first few shots, but overall, like, how do you look at this game? Do you look at all the stuff after that, or do you look at the game as a whole? How do you kind of evaluate this one here tonight?
Yeah, obviously a tough start. You know, you go down 3 goals off, you know, the first 5 minutes, and just, you know, uncharacteristic things that happened within those goals. And, yeah, it sucks. It puts you in a hole. But, you know, I thought we did make a push, and I thought our third period was pretty good. You know, we just can't get ourselves stuck in that hole.
Yeah, and that third, when you do make a push, you get two. Your only goals obviously came in the third, but it seemed like first period, you're still also getting chances. I know they kind of pushed in that second, but, I mean, regardless of the only goals for you guys coming in the third period, were there good things? Do you guys felt like as a whole, you know, throughout the game, there were pockets in every period where you guys were controlling the game?
Yeah, I think definitely, like, there were pockets. You know, there were some good things for sure, but, you know, it's kind of the Achilles heel of our group, I think, just the consistency and, you know, the level of compete and physicality and all the hard things that you have to do. I think that's like that consistency of 60 minutes of everyone, you know, doing those things. I think that's, you know, that's something that we need to, well, we're obviously addressing, but we need to get better at.
Talk about the work that Kelton Pine did in your net. I mean, like keeping it even at 3-0 with a great second period. What did you see from Pine tonight?
Yeah, that's always tough for a goalie to come in, especially the, you know, the circumstances. But he's 20, and you know, he's calm and poised, and he did a great job coming in tonight.
Was there anyone who you liked particularly well tonight? I mean, if you're looking for consistency, I know Haliburtta had a goal, and he seems to always, you know, kind of lead by example. And I don't want to single him out, but from you, from the coaching staff, was there anyone tonight who did make a good example and you know, tried to drag the guys into the fight?
Yeah, I mean, I always think, you know, of Leonard because he is so consistent and in the way he plays and defends and his preparation, just everything. I think, you know, he's a true leader on a team in that regard. But, you know, Oboe, I thought he, you know, had some sparks tonight. And I think that, you know, when he really, like, moves his feet and drives D wide, and, you know, there's something special there. So I think that he was, you know, he had some pretty good moments tonight.
And then lastly, I mean, with you guys pushing, as you said, in that third and getting a couple on the board, that's something I'm assuming you guys feel that you can take into tomorrow. Like, do you feel, I don't want to say happy, but scoring a couple in the third, can that carry into tomorrow's game?
Oh, for sure, and it has to. You know, we had a... As a team, we have some goals set up for the next 12 games, and it's basically 3 games a week. So, you know, our goal is to win the week. So tomorrow night's game 7 for us.
Gotcha. Thanks so much for the time, Galen. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
There was Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Win the week. Opportunity to do so tomorrow.